Constantly raising expectations leaves us perpetually unsatisfied. Sometimes, no matter how much you practice something, there's always someone who does it a bit better than you. This can be really frustrating and affect your attitude toward different parts of your life. But why does it bother you so much in the first place? Humans commonly share one major flaw: we all chase after ideals that are impossible to achieve. Each of us holds an image of what we think a perfect life should be like, which makes our real lives feel inadequate. Some want a better job, more friends, or a different appearance. These high expectations come from mass media and advertising. Think about all the polished, perfect, and wealthy people you see in magazines and ads. Most products sold today make us feel like we need them to improve our lives. Compare our lives with others. Having high expectations isn't always bad. They can motivate us to work harder and achieve more. However, often we misuse them by constantly comparing ourselves to others. At work, we compare our performance with our colleagues. When we look in the mirror, we compare our appearance to those of strangers on the street. This habit of comparison can overshadow the positive motivation that high expectations can provide. Our approach to ideals poses a problem. Instead of achieving one goal and being content, we keep raising our expectations with each success. This shifts our ideals farther from us, leaving us constantly striving for goals that lose their importance once attained. Feeling like you're never good enough causes a lot of anxiety. But if you don't want to feel anxious all the time, it's time to make some changes. Focus on present progress to reduce anxiety effectively. When we have an important deadline approaching, we often find ourselves procrastinating more. It can be stressful to feel your focus slipping when you know there's serious work to be done. You often find yourself consumed with thoughts of your end goal, which can seem far away despite your hard work. This can lead to discouragement and lower productivity. Instead of fixating solely on future outcomes, focus on what you're doing in the present moment and give it your best effort. Switching our perspective can ease anxiety. Focusing solely on our end goal often overwhelms us with fear. Instead, when we concentrate on the current task, anxiety decreases. For example, putting aside our big goal temporarily and focusing on each step toward it helps us see progress. This approach keeps us motivated and moving forward. The importance of goals in progress tracking. Goals are important for guiding us, but focusing solely on them can be discouraging. Instead of measuring our progress by our goals, it's more effective to see them as a compass that points us in the right direction. To make better decisions, you must handle problems calmly. Instead of letting your emotions guide you, you should step back and objectively evaluate what's working and what's not. Then, you can adjust your actions accordingly. If you don't get a strike on your first turn at the bowling alley, don't think, "Now I can only hope for 9 out of 10. Instead, reflect on what went wrong and aim to improve your performance next time. Simplify tasks, pace yourself, and achieve manageable goals. To make big goals achievable, simplify the steps and take your time. If high expectations are causing stress and reducing productivity, consider adjusting them. It's okay to dream big, as long as you break down large goals into smaller, manageable tasks. This way, any goal, no matter how ambitious, becomes achievable. Working on a big project can feel frustrating when the goal seems so far away. To make it easier, break your main goal into smaller tasks. This helps you stay focused and avoid feeling overwhelmed. For example, cleaning the garage might seem like a huge task, but if you focus on just cleaning the shelves in one corner, it's much easier to start. After finishing one small task, feel good about it and then move on to the next. Break tasks into manageable parts. Even simple tasks don't need to be done all at once. If you think something will take longer, decide how much time you'll work on it each day. For example, cleaning the garage shelves might take longer than expected, so do 45 minutes each day. This way, tasks stay easier, and you make progress toward your goal every day. It might seem efficient to rush through tasks to finish them faster. However, this approach can be counterproductive. Even though we often believe it's better to complete unpleasant tasks quickly, it's not advisable. Taking your time helps you stay focused on what you're doing instead of hurrying to start something new. Rushing causes stress, which can make you less effective. By working slowly and carefully, you'll get your tasks done better and more efficiently. Refocus using do, observe, correct to regain productivity when it falters. You know why you procrastinate when under pressure. But what can you do to combat it? The author has developed a three-step technique that can help you maintain calm and focus in any situation. It's called Do, Observe, Correct, and it's all about learning to monitor and respond to your own behavior. Difficulty in concentrating while studying for a major test due to worrying about results? Use this technique. Recognize when your mind wanders from studying, as you've already done by noticing the distraction. To effectively observe your worrying, step back and avoid getting too emotionally involved or judging yourself. Instead, view your actions as if you're an outside observer. This helps you understand your reactions without being caught up in them. Manage emotions for better problem solving. Understanding how your feelings can exaggerate problems helps you see them. Controlling these emotions empowers you to face challenges effectively. Take charge by reducing negative emotions to improve your situation. At first, it might seem hard to use the Do, Observe, Correct technique during a crisis. But with practice, your ability to observe yourself will improve. Soon, you'll find yourself using this technique automatically in any situation. This helps you stay focused on the present and achieve tasks that lead to your bigger goals. Key points. 1. Constantly raising expectations keeps us perpetually unsatisfied. 2. Comparing ourselves to others makes our lives feel inadequate. 3. Focus on present progress to reduce anxiety effectively. 4. Goals guide us, but focusing solely on them can be discouraging. 5. Simplify tasks and achieve manageable goals for steady progress. 6. Work at a slower pace to stay focused and reduce stress. 7. Use Do, Observe, and Correct to maintain calm and focus in any situation.